The Beaver 100.3 and the Camp Rainbow Radiothon brought to you by Wyatt Johnson GMC. The Lanier Lawn and Landscaping phone lines are open, 931-648-7721. Or you can text CAMP to 43414, our Dreammaker sponsor for this hour. Import Auto Works, Eden Day Spa, and Todd Harvey with Byers and Harvey sponsors as well. My name is Ryan. That's Monica.
I have brought a secret weapon here with me.
Secret weapon.
Yep.
We've heard a lot about him. Kane is here. Camp Rainbow Camper Kane.
Hurricane.
Yeah.
I told Monica, I was like, when I go in there, you're my secret weapon.
No.
You get in there.
All right.
I'm your secret weapon.
Get in there.
Kane, how many years did you go to Camp Rainbow? You can round it up to the nearest number.
Give me a number.
So you went when you were five.
10 years of Camp Rainbow.
Wow.
You were 5 years old the first time you went to Camp Rainbow?
Yeah.
Do you remember that long ago?
Nope.
You don't remember your first Camp Rainbow. Well, then what's your first memory of Camp Rainbow?
Oh, that's going to be a good one. The fire truck.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a story about that one. So I actually called them in.
You called the fire department?
On the walkie-talkie.
On the radio. And next thing you know, we were in the activities building just fooling around. All of a sudden, we just hear them pull up. I'm like, I was choking. I didn't know I actually sent one.
It's interesting, Kane, because not only have you accidentally called the fire department at Camp Rainbow, you were the reason the cops were called here because you were laser tagging outside.
Yeah.
You have quite a run-in with the authorities, don't you, Kane?
I remember you going around Camp Rainbow carrying a walkie-talkie all the time.
Yep. Didn't you have one?
No, I did not.
Because
I would have been walking around going, there's a bear in the air, there's a bear in the air.
And I would have been like, I don't believe you.
Yeah, that's probably good.
You got a smoky on your tail.
And everybody was like, whatever channel you're on, go to channel one. And everybody, okay.
Didn't you put out a fire once?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. They were, they had a little mock, I guess, fire or whatever. Yeah. And they
trash
would stand,
can.
Trash can. And they would stand back and put out the fire.
You got to put on a fire at camp. You get really to do everything you want to do at camp.
Pretty much.
They don't say no much at camp, do they?
Pretty much.
Why is Camp Rainbow so important, Kane, do you think?
Well,
why did you like going every year? What made it so important that you go?
Well, for one, to see all these guys and just have fun and... especially Thursday. I'm going to save that part for last, though, too.
Yes, sir.
I was just, when I got there, I was like, oh, yeah, this is the place.
Yeah, that's when you got that, this is the place. This is there was a camper that said nothing tops Camp Rainbow.
Right.
Yep. So you agree
100%.
100%. There you go. I remember one time we were on the air here. We were in the middle of a Camp Rainbow radiothon, and me, you, and some other guy had a...
Who was it?
I can't remember. It was a walkie-talkie. We had a walkie-talkie, like, conversation, because that's when you told us you first had a walkie-talkie. And we were like, we were all, Kane, you got your ears on?
I don't know.
I think I got video of that, Kane. I got to find it somewhere. But, you know, the thing about Camp Rainbow is, you know, you still, even though you've aged out, you still go every year and spend a day.
Right.
Okay, what day is it that you come? Or what two days? What 2 days
Thursday
is it?
Thursday and Friday.
And Friday for the Jeeps?
Yeah.
But, so you come Thursday, and Thursday's a really big day at Camp Rainbow.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Carnival, PWC, which he's a part of.
Mm-hmm.
His dad.
And me.
You're part of BWC now?
He's an honorary BWC member.
That's awesome.
That's I'm a fantastic. Patch member.
Yeah.
I'm a Patch member.
Yeah. BWC member Kane over here. That's great. That's great.
They actually, when I was small, we were at the meeting, and Papa Bill, one of the directors, said, hey, bring Kane up to the meeting. I got a surprise for him. Daddy said, okay. So we did. He stood me up on the bar and said, here's your first vest, and threw it on me.
That's fantastic. Oh, yeah, what a great story.
I know. And then, you know, you're just an honorary member ever since.
Every time.
Yep. The BWC is pretty important to Camp Rainbow, too.
Right.
Yeah. And, I mean, so is this Radiothon, because it's like everybody has a hand in making kids able to go to camp.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
And, you know, it probably... You know, you just couldn't wait for next year, and then the next year, and then
the next year.
Yeah. Tell me about Cole, your counselor.
So, I actually just talked to him just a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had to do it on two phones because he didn't answer the other one, so we answered mine.
All right.
And he's been with me for about a whole...
10 years, yeah. He's been your counselor the whole time.
Man.
1 year, and that was it.
That's all, yeah.
That was it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so, you know, and you've created a big friendship with Cole. You're going to be friends forever, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
See, I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I even have his phone number in my phone.
That's pretty awesome, Kane.
That's awesome.
Kane, we have a double dream maker right here.
Uh-oh.
Dr. Paul Bryant from Nashville. In honor of Harper Green. Harper, by the way, is our new sports reporter. Did a great job. That's a $500 donation to Dream Makers. Kane,
right.
We're winding down. We got less than 40 minutes in this Camp Rainbow Radiothon.
So what can you go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. I think it's important for people to know why Camp Rainbow is important. Why should someone donate to Camp Rainbow?
Give us the money.
That's it. Straight to the point, man. Yeah, so, you know, the thing is that money, all of that goes to you kids at Camp Rainbow.
Just goes to
Camp
Rainbow. Yeah. So,
it goes to great kids like Kane.
Yeah. So tell us, why else should they donate? Give me the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's hard to top that one.
Happy.
Exactly. Make kids happy. I think
follow
that's a win.
Follow your dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that. Good
and
stuff.
What would you say to somebody that wanted to get his wife something for Valentine's Day, but he said, I'm not getting flowers, they die. And chocolate? No. She don't like chocolate. What would you tell him to get her?
Be a dream maker.
There we go.
That's hard to argue. Kane has just told you.
Yeah, Kane and Ryan are on the same exact page.
Yeah, I'm reading you right there. Uh-huh. Kane, Camper Kane, one of the legends of Camp Rainbow. Thank you for joining us on the Camp Rainbow Radiothon.
Now, I saved the best for last.
Okay, here we go. Best for last.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
So, we, every year, all of the bikers come to camp. Every year.
Yeah.
And every year, I would be in it. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I would meet them up there and go with them down. Mm-hmm. Last year, or the 2 years ago, Papa Bill, which is our director, he told me, and you won't be in the front, and I got to lead the whole guys down there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
I was
incredible.
In the very front.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You're my favorite, my new favorite member of Bikers Who Care. It used to be Jim Scott, now it's you.
Uh-huh.
So you've passed. So way to go. Kane, let's hear it for Kane, everybody.
Yeah.
Bikers Who Care, Camp Rainbow Camper. We have some more donations. This is, by the way, here we are, the final hour of Camp Rainbow, the Radiothon powered by Wyatt Johnson GMC. This hour's Dreammakers sponsored by Import Auto Works. You can still make a donation. You still have time. Lanier Lawn and Landscaping phone lines, 931-648-7721, or text CAMP to 43414. Rita Knight made a donation in honor of Ann Marsh Banks, and she is challenging any real estate agent to make the same donation, $100 from Rita Knight to Camp Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
We have another donation. This is Laura Long. Laura Long is challenging all teachers, and she would like to make this in honor of her daughter, Judith Long, the heart and soul of the Five Star Media Group.
Yep, for sure.
$250. She's a dream maker. That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Laura, for doing that. All right, not done there. This is for Sean Lenove, and this is from Nashville. And Sean, I'll tell you what, our new sports reporter, this kid, we got to get him on the air more because there's been a lot of love for Harper Green, the new sports reporter here at the Beaver, did a great job interviewing those ballplayers. Double, more than double, Dream Maker, $500.
All right.
To Camp Rainbow.
Now, there's a lot of people that donate to Kane, too, in honor of Kane. And you know, anybody that's friends with Kane, we challenge you. Right now, we got, what do we got, 40 minutes?
Yeah, I got about 35 minutes left. So we need more donations. Ring those phone lines. You still have time. The Lanier Lawn and Landscaping phone lines, 931-648-7721, or text CAMP to 43414. More of the Camp Rainbow Radiothon, brought to you by Wyatt Johnson GMC, coming up on the Beaver 100.3.